So you gave me a handful of Tootsie Rolls, Daniel. Is that supposed to help my condition here?
No, it's not. There's no help in those at all.
Okay, I thought that you were just trying to give me some sort of bathgate medicine or something that's supposed to help me with cold I have and everything else that's going on here.
Maybe a little bit sugar energy. How's that? A little shot in the arm, if you will.
I could use a little sugar energy right now. I'm kind of dragging. Like I said, I got about an hour of sleep. That's the worst part. And I'm not whining. I'm a big boy. I've been sick before, but it's not even so much being sick. It's that I woke up at like midnight after falling asleep for an hour and then didn't fall back asleep. So I'm just dragging you know what today.
No, I understand. You need the energy because the next guest we have, Jerry Bader, you got to be able to fight with him in the ring there. Otherwise, he's going to take you. I have to be able to fend off.
Okay, all right, let's bring him on then. Jerry Bader, talk show host from our brother stations in Wisconsin and Midwest Communications, WTAQ, WHBL, and WSAU. Hello, Jerry Bader. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Last week, I had half my voice tied around my back just to make it fair. I've got most of my voice back, so actually we're both kind of still limping along here.
I just received a text message from my wife, so I know she's listening. She says, you are whining. Stop it. So.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but she's absolutely right.
Well, that's what I kind of do. I'm looking for sympathy wherever I can get it on this program, Jerry. I don't get a lot of it on this show.
There you go.
Let me ask you this question. I want to get your take on this, is that even I have been surprised by the rapidity at which gay marriage bans are being struck down in states across these great United States. I knew it was going to come at some point, but boy, Utah, Oklahoma, Ohio, Kentucky, they're falling left and right. Since this is happening, Jerry, since it's happening so quickly, can you and other conservatives finally admit that you were wrong on this, that you were fighting history, that you were swimming upstream against something that was inevitable and was right all along? Can we get that admission out of you?
Well, not exactly, but let me say this. The fight is over, and I think it is time for those who oppose gay marriage to understand, to paraphrase Everett Dirksen, who was paraphrasing Victor Hugo, all the armies in all the world cannot stop an idea whose time has come, and the time has come. Here's the question that has never been answered, okay?
Okay.
And liberals just go all wobbly when I ask it, and I was vilified on a liberal website for asking it. If two men or two women have a right to marry, why don't four or five people? And don't tell me how it's different. Tell me why they don't have the same constitutional right.
Well, because marriage would be defined between two people, wouldn't it? Not four or five or eight people. Isn't that the argument that conservatives always bring up is that this is going to lead to, you know, bestiality and polygamy and everything else?
That's silly.
No, I've had people call. I've had people call in this program, Jerry.
I know, but I disagree. But I disagree.
So explain it then. Explain yourself why you think that's going to happen.
Well, one, it already is. You have already seen court cases in the wake of last year's Supreme Court ruling, because there is a community out there who believes in polygamy. And the question is, why do they have any less of a right than two gay people or two straight people?
I don't have a solid answer for you. I don't. I mean, I you're throwing that one
there
at
is
me.
And that's why.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing, Mike. Here's what it is. Okay? When you listen, it's called marriage equality. That's just a lie. What they're talking about is they still want a fence around marriage. There are certain people they don't want to be able to marry, but they want gays to be on the inside now looking out. There are still people they would love to exclude. Adult incest. If two men can marry, why can't two brothers marry? And this, what are you talking about? Who would ever want to do that? Who cares whether anyone would? You're setting the precedent that marriage as it was defined isn't defined that way anymore, and you're living under the delusion you can open that door just a little bit.
So then you would be opposed to gay marriage on that basis then?
It's because marriage is between one man and one woman, and John Roberts got ridiculed for saying this. You can call someone your friend, that doesn't mean they're your friend. What he was saying is, you can call something marriage, but it isn't marriage, and what we're doing is just saying marriage is now whatever we want it to be, and I think it's ludicrous to suggest that you can limit that to gay marriage.
Well, but I don't know if it's been challenged. I don't know if anybody's brought that up yet, but I don't see that happening. And you may bring that up, and you may say that there's going to be polygamists coming forward in North Dakota and Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Already have in court cases, Mike, as a result of last year's Supreme Court ruling.
And how has it been ruled on?
It's still pending.
Okay.
It's still pending, but I think it's going to be very difficult to say that some people have a constitutional right to marry and some people don't. I think that's going to be difficult. I think though that you're absolutely right. And by the way, you know, this caricature I have absolutely no problem. I have gay friends. I have no problem being around gay people. I look, what two people want to do in the privacy of their own home is none of my business. If Michael Sam can play well for the Green Bay Packers, draft him. I have no concerns about that at all, although he unnecessarily created a media circus around himself. But that doesn't mean I have to codify it in marriage. If three women, two men, and a guy named Murray are in love, and whatever they do, that's great. I don't have to recognize it, codify it in marriage. Whether or not we're on the wrong side of history is one question. Is this debate over? Yeah, I think it is.
You think Michael Sam, by the way, made a spectacle of himself? Because I don't. And we had people call in saying the same thing to this program.
Why do it?
Well, because it is a groundbreaking thing that he's doing. That's why. And I think that it is newsworthy and it is courageous for him to do this. And I think that
not even remotely courageous.
It's not remotely courageous.
Kissing his butt.
What? It is too courageous.
Jerry,
he opened himself up to all kinds of bigotry, to possibly costing himself millions of dollars, because NFL teams quickly already were saying, well, now that everybody knows about it, we're not going to draft this guy because he could be a disruption to the team. It's going to be a media circus. He cost himself cash here, Jerry.
Yeah, who created the media circus? He hurt himself by okay, look, his college knew it. It is believed about 97% of pro teams it. What was the purpose in doing it other than to draw attention to himself?
Well, sure, he drew attention to himself, but also to put it out there and say, okay, I'm going to test the NFL on this. I'm going to see how courageous these guys are to see if they either draft me or don't draft me based on my sexual orientation, not because they don't think he can play or can't play, but because they're afraid of the old cliches of, well, the locker room might get this or the locker room might get that.
Nah.
No, I believe that, Jerry, and I like the fact.
No, and that might happen. I'm sure there are locker rooms like that in the NFL. Here's the other problem, though. Because any NFL team knows now that a media circus is going to join him in the NFL, they may stay from it for that reason, not necessarily any locker room dynamic, although I concede some teams will, but he has created another disincentive for teams to draft him. They don't need the media distraction. They don't need, well, every time he gets benched, it's because he's gay. They don't need that. There's nothing logical about him doing that.
Why are conservatives so, have their undies in a bundle so much when somebody comes out and declares themselves homosexual? Because I had all kinds of calls the day after it happened, Jerry, saying, well, you don't hear straight people coming out. You don't hear guys saying, I'm heterosexual, draft me. And my answer was because it's not groundbreaking. It's not courageous for somebody to come out and say that they're heterosexual. It was for Michael Sam to do that. Why do conservatives get so worked up about that? Why are they so offended that somebody declares their sexuality?
If he wants to do it, that's fine. I'm saying is he has created a disincentive beyond his sexuality to drafting him, and that is a media circus. And a lot of teams are now going to stay away, and I think he's going to use that as an excuse. See, they won't draft me just because I'm gay. BS. Maybe some teams. Other teams are going to say, no, we don't want the spectacle.
Jerry, we're out of time. I need to ask one more question, though. And I don't, yeah. And this is one of those internet things, and I almost hesitate to get it out there, but there is the rumor out there, and there's been some stuff on the internet about the quarterback in Green Bay and his preferences in life. Has that been a story in Green Bay? Has that been a story on your radio show?
Not at all, because it's just completely unsubstantiated, okay. And nobody's taking it seriously.
Okay. Because the question I threw out there when Michael Sam came out was that and I didn't include Aaron Rodgers in it, I don't think, but I said, you know, if your favorite NFL player tomorrow comes out and says, I'm gay too. You know, God bless Michael Sam for saying that. I'm gay too. Would that affect the fan base? Would that affect the media, how they covered it in terms of deifying athletes and deifying people? And I think it would, you know, just from people's natural bigotry and shying away from those things. I don't know what you think.
Here's my personal opinion. I think for some people it will. And I think I will say this, and I know we got to wrap it up. I think, Mike, you are going to see that happen. And yeah, that is going to be one of the effects of Michael Sam. But if it's like the rest of the population, between 5% and 8% of NFL players are gay.
Yeah.
So you're good. Yeah, I think you will see some of that happen.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Get well. I'll try as well, okay?
All righty.
All right, see ya. Jerry Bader, WTAQ, WHBL, WSAU in Wisconsin.